Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enabling us to come to the studio as we wish last week. Sheikh Hamme, last week we have dealt with issues which has a relevancy at all times, especially in the life of the Muslim and the entire humanity. Entire humanity is on the quest to have stability inwardly and outwardly. That alone cannot be attained. When we say peace inside and our surrounding, the one has to be in a peace within oneself. We need not individually, but systematically. Say, come, so many Christians have tried to bring about world order. This all world order supposed to bring peace and stability and security to humanity. But Sekame, as the someone like you and the others have been saying time and again, this model was being brought 1400 years ago. Some want to follow suit to explore and experiment this model. Some tend to follow their desires, think they are smarter than this model. Last week we have dealt the system of statehood in Islam. Some will call it democracy. Some will even extend it what you call system with governing life, which is constitution. You have dealt all that. As I always say, I was quite satisfied your explanation in the Islamic perspective. As great listeners, we only dealt with the Islamic perspective when we're on this platform. Say, come, I did promise the listeners, there are people who are assigned, given the responsibility of the implementation of this model in Islam. Say, come, how does he look like?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I think to reframe what you want to put across, which is very important, is I think you want us to treat positively and constructively the requirements morally, religiously, philosophically, educationally, or intellectually that are required in people who are entrusted with public office. One.
Indeed.
Number two, I think what I'm able to glean out of your multifaceted dilation is, you know, we need a model in order to create a peaceful, stable, tranquil conditions and environment generally for mankind.
Indeed.
In every society, at every time, in every way. Yeah, but I think this is very much proximate, or it is linked directly. It is an organic aspect or part of our worldview.
Indeed.
All that you've said has something directly to do with the way we see the world and the way we see ourselves and the way we see the process of living.
Indeed.
So for that matter, as you say, you know, the first question is simply people who are entrusted, but before they are entrusted, who were they? And what were the qualifications? And why were they entrusted? And what was the trust? These are all aspects of one thing. If these things are properly known and treated and given their right definition, then we would know who is the person who is legitimately entrusted, execute on our behalf, our orders, or what are relevant and important in either alleviating our pains, our difficulties, or providing services of us. An example is, for example, the state. You see, as it is, well, as this is very current now, this political activity
is really
aggressively. Everybody is working very hard,
getting up
just to give that promotion to your candidate, the person you wish to vote for. Well, have you asked yourself, who is this person? Is this person qualified to be entrusted with the responsibility that is incumbent that incur as a result of giving him your vote.
Let me put addition, how do we really select?
Okay, that's it. In fact, selection or election, because now we are electing.
Indeed.
So that election, we have a procedure which is laid down and is directed by the Constitution, the law. We agree that it is the sovereign law of the nation. Whether the law is amenable and in tune with our reality or not is not our problem, because Africans generally, especially in the third world and in the Islamic community, what we have is, you take things for granted. You don't care whether this law is in tune with my reality, psychologically, culturally, spiritually, physically. You don't have time for that. As long as it is a lua, it's lua. So you see, the best thing, if you want to select somebody to a public office to oversee your interest, is make sure that that person has some record of moral rectitude. Moral rectitude in the sense that, that man's record should be based on that moral sophistication, ethical principles that are not antisocial, that are not anti-Islamic, and that are not even anti-human. So the records have to be very clean. Well, regardless of the background of his intellectual achievement, but what happened is this person has to be morally sophisticated, very mature, so that when he is entrusted with what he is supposed to be given, in fact, out of that fear of Allah, taqwa, which is the God, the living God upon everything, upon everybody, whether you are visible to the sight of men or you are invisible, you are concealed, you are exposed. Because what you are charged as a person elected to that office is beyond your time and space. Because in space you might be accounted. You might go to account for what you've done, your deeds. Because when the next election comes, the electorates have to look at your achievements to see whether you are qualified to be elected. But your charge is beyond time and space, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day will ask you, what have you done with the trust that is given to you? You are confided with. Because we should not forget that this trust was once given to the sky and to the mountain and to the earth. But voluntarily they rejected because of the burden, the responsibilities that are consequent of this distrust. But if man with that endowed intelligence and power to choose, then voluntariness is in man optionally, then we should know that the ethical, the moral qualification is the first thing. Then we come to competence. Who is this person? Is he competent? Because competence does not necessarily mean, and it's not limited to your intellectual achievement in the four corners of a classroom or a university or anywhere. But it is something, is that spirit of giving to the people. Is that willingness, is that readiness, is that productivity, innovativeness and creativity that you want to, contribute positively, constructively in uplifting the people from where they are, providing all the necessary service for them. You don't have to go by promises, empty ones, because as we are hearing,
is it acceptable in promises?
Promises, you don't give them. Do the action, do the deeds. The deeds are going to manifest what you are. But giving promises, if you cannot do them, and you are not the supreme authority, you are an affiliate of the supreme authority. What about if the resources are denied? Well, resources are not given to you. You cannot just execute what you've promised. But here we know that all these promises are part and parcel of a system that has been, that we've been inculcated with. But actually, they have no basis. You don't promise, you do. Okay, the other aspect is, as you say, in fact, here, our worldview. Our worldview, how do we see ourselves? Because the last time I said, you have to ask yourself, who am I? Where am I? And why am I? These are the questions that you need to ask yourself.
Clarify yourself.
Yeah, because who am I? I'm a human being. I said it just a few hours back. I'm a human being. You know why? Because Allah says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَ إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا. I am in Surah in the Holy Quran, إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِنْ طِينٍ. I'm going to create, a body, a thing with a body, a sensitive one, from clay, that is water added with, or that mixed with a sand or soil. So here, I am a human being. I'm a creature. Allah created me. One. Okay, where am I? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, the same thing, he says, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Then the earth is a creature. You are a creature. You are placed in a position.
Mm-hmm.
You are related to time and space for you to execute orders. You are a deputy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So appointment was not start from the people.
Exactly. No, here, the individual basis of your existence and responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
There is no vicarious responsibility in Islam.
Mm-hmm.
The father does a crime and the son is beaten because of that crime. No. Because there is that individual responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Because Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, when he, I mean Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, created him,
mm-hmm.
wa 'allama Adam al-asma'a kullaha, giving whatever he wants for him to be in a position, to be qualified, to be given all the potentials intellectually, physically and spiritually for him to be able to execute what Allah has given him to do. Allah has ordered him to do on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
And the most important thing of that is one, a taqwa. What freedom is given, education, knowledge is given, then taqwa is, I mean, enjoined for him to be a taqwa person. Taqwa means, that's why when Allah asks him, Uskun anta wa zawjika al-jannah, stay with your wife in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes taqwa.
Mm-hmm.
وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا it whatever is there, وَلَا تَقْرَبَا don't, do and don't. In between these two poles, or these two extremes, you have that dynamic, I mean, forces that are acting anti or positive.
Pulling
that is pulling centrifugal and centripetal forces. Pulling and pushing is where you have the dynamics of taqwa. So taqwa is here. Is, I mean, just standing in the middle,
mm-hmm.
between two extremes. So for that matter, taqwa is so important in this, I mean, equation. Either appointing somebody or electing somebody.
So khilafaship?
Khilafaship is taqwa.
Okay.
And intelligence and knowledge. And knowing that who you are, where you are, and what you are.
To know
that,
your limit.
Yeah, you know your limits because you've given some limits. There is a boundary set and drawn, demarcated clearly. For you, there is no confusion in that. So that's why your worldview,
mm-hmm.
is very important in knowing who you are, why you are, and why you are entrusted to do that. So this is our problem. In fact, in Islam,
mm-hmm.
most of our problems comes because we do not have an independent, defined, and definite worldview. Huh? We are seeing the world through the eye of somebody we do not know. We are following a footstep that we have no trace in our own culture and in our own civilization. We are thinking with the mind of somebody who is completely alienated from our reality. We are even doing things the way that somebody has taught us to do. We are not doing what we are supposed to do. This is a very, very serious problem in the mental framework of the Muslims generally. So that's why when we use the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah,
mm-hmm.
verse 27 to 39, you have an entire comprehensive and all-inclusive worldview.
Mm-hmm.
If this is properly and constructively given and applied and just made into a model, I tell you, my brother, you see the world very clear. You see life, the meaning is fully understood.
Mm-hmm.
You see time and space, and you know the value and the essence of whatever is being done. So, but unfortunately, whatever we are seeing, the framework, the boundaries are not delineated, they are not demarcated, they are not clear. That's why sometimes we are just falling in pit holes. We don't know how to come out. So for that matter, as you say, because when we say Islam, it's peace, it's tranquility,
mm-hmm.
it's comfort,
mm-hmm.
it's steadiness, it's steadfastness. You know, it's every positive, I mean, aspect that you can think. Every positive thing is Islam. Because when you say Muslim, it's something that, I mean, prevents harm to come onto others.
Mm-hmm.
It's somebody who is peaceful. It's somebody who reciprocates.
Mm-hmm.
It's somebody who is that, I mean, sharing, caring. It's somebody who is, I mean, endeavoring. He's somebody who is experimental, analytical, critical. In fact, it's so positive. It's so positive that this time to be a Muslim, you know, when you know really what is the meaning and the importation, with a lot of ramifications for that matter, you know that really this is a real thing and it's a principle, it's a concept, and it's a philosophy.
Is it this manifested now outside of our life?
Well, this are not, in fact, I don't think if it is there, but it's very few and it is very casual. It's just by a passing glance that you see it in our lives. Because you know why?
Mm.
Because it is out of our own lack of understanding, a highly despicable inadequacy of understanding of what is Islam. We limited this big body of a system of living and life into the four corners of a mosque. That is the five pillars. That's the only way we just manifest these things. But these things is a system of living.
Mm-hmm.
It should be everywhere.
Embodied
in every aspect of your state of your existence. You are lying, you are sleeping, you are doing everything. Islam has to be manifested scintillatingly, you know, clearly. Anybody who sees has to know that this is something that is actually a true thing. It's something that is just axiomatic. It's something that is there just to uplift mankind from that slumper level to a higher level spiritually, materially, in every minute of the world.
So come from that statement, it looks like we are in serious trouble. Meaning, I can see the model.
I can see the model. I think said even we are in trouble is another point that we can dilate on.
Yes.
Yeah, really, we are in trouble.
We are in serious trouble. Because what I'm hearing from what you are dilating now.
Yeah. Not to cut you short.
Okay.
The trouble is, you know, there is no difference between modern man and man of 1,000 years back. It's the same brain, the same physiology, the same anatomy. The difference is the kind and capacity. The kind of situations that we create and the capacities that are presented before us, because the capacities, you know, the means that are available to us now, we are not available to the man of old
before.
So for that matter, the problems are the same. There is always a problem created by man as a result of his IQ intelligence, his power to control nature. So in that process of controlling nature, whenever his mind is Allah is absent in his equation, in relation to nature, whenever he absents Allah, voluntarily and willingly, for him to be able to do whatever he do, that is, I mean, just to overstep the boundaries set for him by Allah, that's where problems are created. Because nature and Allah's rulings and injunctions, whenever you go against them, they themselves, they contain the seed of creating, I mean, a reaction negatively that is going to be more powerful than the positive side when you were doing it. Philosophically, this is how the dynamics of going against the commandments of Allah, this is how they react. But with so much momentum and power, the impetus is so great that it knocks you out. You think that, okay, by doing one single aberration that is seen against Allah's commandments, it creates, I mean, a domino principles of millions of problems. So this is why we are in problems, but we are not desperate, because the Quran says, "La yasa la yaisu min rawhillah illa al-qawmul kafirun." Nobody would just be despondent.
Despair.
You will never in despair except people who are ungrateful to Allah, because Allah is always there. Some problems and some situations, some troubles are a trial. You need to understand the genesis. You need to understand the causes. You need to understand why the consequences are there. It is simply a matter of mathematical calculation. You read the end that, okay, because of this, I did this. Because I infringed against the commandment of Allah, that's why this problem created this situation. And this situation can be decreated again, which means it can be completely eliminated. If I should go back, I'll repent to Allah. This is why Adam alayhi wa salam, وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْسُ شَئِتُمَا وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ فَأَزَلَّهُمَا شَيْطَانُ مِنْهَا فَأَخْرَجَهُمَا مِمَّا كَانَا فِيهِ. You know, the devil tempted Adam and his wife and they ate of the tree. But when Adam realized that the situation has changed, the only way is just to eliminate the causes that were responsible in bringing about the creation of that undesirable situation. فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّهُ تَوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ.
So he went to the basis.
He went back to the basis. So this is the reality that we're living.
This is how he remedized the problem.
Exactly. The only way out of our troubles, our predicaments, our confusion, dilemma, you name it, it cannot be completed. Psychologically, we are fragmented. Spiritually, we are completely derailed. Morally, we are just bankrupt. When you come to physically, we are the sickest beings on this earth. We are completely diseased people. So for that matter, we need to go back. We go back to Allah's way. When we go back, everything will just be eliminated. Because the natural principle is, when you do good, it's going to create a lot of goodness, as a result.
In the future.
But when you do evil, the same thing, that evil is going to
replicate himself.
Exactly, he's going to replicate himself. And as long as the causes of evil are not eliminated, that evil, because evil has a very dynamic way of survival. One, if there is no substitute for righteousness, evil has to grow. And if there is no way that you are going to eliminate evil, evil will replicate itself as long as the nutrients are there upon which evil feeds itself upon.
Now, we are in the situation now. Maybe we will start it now. For this going back to the basic. You did mention we are in the season of selecting people to take charge of responsibility on our behalf. We have yet not started, but they are going to us, presenting themselves. Some of these, you see them when this seasonal.
Yeah.
Apart from the seasonal, you will not see them again.
Exactly.
It is not a time
seasonal politics
for us to tell them this is what we want.
You see,
in that, you give a criteria. How do we select these people? Because there's a multi-party system.
Yeah.
Yes, the model you dialed now, it is not in place. But we, in Arabic or in Islamic jurisprudence, they say, Ad-darura
tubihul mahdurat.
Tubihul mahdurat. Now we are in the situation whereby, that's why Islam is beautiful in a such a way, whatever situation, very flexible. The situation you found yourself, you can treat it at that point in time. It's time for us to treat this crisis we are on. These people are coming to us. There's one particular program I was telling people. We may lack in some resources, but the rain season is about to come. Some of the road in this country, especially these city areas, you cannot even go footpath, let alone the vehicle. The red stone in this country, we don't buy them. Well, they are naturally given by Allah to us. We are really endowed with those things. They have trucks. When these people come to our neighborhood, what do we need to tell them, Sheikh Hamid?
Well, you see,
Islamic perspective.
Exactly, from an Islamic perspective, as I always say, you see, what a person does not have, he cannot give.
Fakad shay'in
la ya'ti. So here, you see, even in Islam, zakat is a pillar of Islam.
Indeed.
It's compulsory when you have the resources, and when the expenditures and the loans, the debts, and all the necessary expenditures and necessities are removed, it is an obligation you have it for you to give it to the poor, caring and sharing. You see, this is the problem here. Even in Islam, worshiping Allah, the condition is you must have it to give. You must have the necessary resources, the means, for you to give to the poor the things you have. For the poor to feel that he is not neglected in society, and for you not to think that you are condescending. You are giving out of a social etiquette. It's an obligation, and it belongs to Allah. So if somebody should come to you to tell you that, okay, vote for me, I'll do this for you, and that person, actually, the fault you've seen, that is the roads and the poor quality of service that are just prevalent everywhere. That person has lived this and he has seen it. But he is saying that he wants to reach a position whereby he can redress the problem. He can just go and just create a situation that will just lead to the treatment of that problem. But look, if that person does not have what you require him to give, why should you allow him? Why should you put him up there? One thing. And secondly, you know, as you see those roads, the guys, the politicians who just bombard our minds, who just disturb our minds every day, you know, they don't use those dirty roads.
No.
They don't use it.
No.
I mean, they have no time, they have no space to go there. So for that matter, they don't really know how the poor man live.
They only go there the day like today.
The best political condition for anybody to run for public office Islamically, from an Islamic perspective, is make sure that you know that you are conscious, fully conscious that you are the servant of people, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires you to deliver that trust. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allah ya'murukum bil adli wal ihsan wa ita'i dhil qurba
wa yanha
anil fahsha'i wal munkar wal baghi ya'ilukum That is la'allakum, you know, tahtadun, how tuflihun. But at the other time, inna Allah wa idha hakamtum bayna an-nas an tahkumu bil adl. That is the ayah is inna Allah ya'murukum an tu'addu al-amanata ila ahliha. Allah is just enjoining and I mean commanding you to deliver the trust to people who are entitled. So anybody who is aspiring to occupy public office Islamically, that's what I mean. But this is an element that is completely absent in our calculation of manning a public office. They say I am in because it has a material advantages, but the spiritual and the reward that is coming, they don't even give their mind to that. So inna Allah ya'murukum an tu'addul amana, you know, to give, to deliver, to execute the trust that is entrusted to you, to the people who are entitled. But you are just aspiring, working very hard day in, day out, promising to go there. But when you reach there, can you do it? Ask yourself in complete solitude, in your communion with yourself and with Allah. If you cannot do it, just resign. I always say it, the consciousness that is present when the problem was being created can never emphatically be the same consciousness that will be able to provide a solution to the problems that are entrenched in that community or society.
Subhanallah, Sheikh.
So they just wasting their time.
They do.
I mean, to support my claim is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever he sends a messenger or a prophet, you see Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is no aspect of his life where we cannot just glean. I don't mean only a doctorate degree, but I mean academia, entire universal academia. One, you know, when Allah sent him subhanahu wa ta'ala for 23 years, 10 in Mecca, 13 in Mecca and 10 in Medina. After the completion of Revelation, the last verses, he was a consciousness, the best of the conscious minds that Allah created. But because that consciousness was just created to deliver the message, that consciousness has to go back. Allah, the next consciousness that has to just propagate the deen is the companions. The companions have to be there almost for 45 years.
That was a knowledge transfer.
Sadly, knowledge transfer, intergenerational transference of knowledge.
Where's the chain?
Those companions have to go. And the order, the third one, until we are here. And before us, our predecessors, the great and the great preachers here, all of them shared and they delivered their part of the quota of their trust, and they had to go. So we are going. So it is a conscious level that is in charge of either giving or taking. But otherwise, if one consciousness was absent, was present in the creation, was part and parcel, elemental, or even active in the creation of a problem, that the same consciousness can never be able to provide solution for the problem.
Sheikh Kamme, I remember in the criteria of in Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when somebody comes to you and asks your hand for your daughter, he gives the criteria, what do we pick to really give our daughters three. Nonetheless, I know in leadership, something too has been mentioned on that as well.
Yeah.
We are in that situation now. Simply, when I say simply, not in the simple mind.
Yeah.
Say, Khamme, they are coming and knocking my door. Could be tomorrow or after tomorrow. Different one of them. I need to pick among them whom I should really entrust it. Because even interestingly, Islam has given so much to this world when it comes to the governance system. In the West, people like that, when they came, they start promises. The first question they will ask you, where all this money is coming from? Can you tell us? Where will you get all this money from? What are you going to do? From there, they will analyze. Is it this money is really there or not, like what you mentioned? The one who does not have cannot give. You what is not that?
Yeah.
So what do I really pick from this?
The criteria, as you mentioned, everything is based on criteria.
Indeed.
Well, criteria, you know, is based on, you know, the appreciation of the person who is laying down the criteria. They would say, okay, to be a Gambian citizen, one would say, okay, to have that qualification academically, one would say, to present that amount of money, and that one would say, I mean, to have the endorsement of a number of people. You know, criteria.
He still didn't mention us.
Yeah, in fact, criteria are just put there as a formality, procedurally. you know, to expedite the process, but actually when it comes to the essence of giving the person
ingredient,
you want to,
ingredient.
You know, you need, as a Muslim, you need to look into, inwardly.
Who is he?
You know, you don't look outwardly, inwardly, and don't be moved by sentiments or emotions. Everything has to be based on objective reality, because you don't have to wave, you don't have to swerve, you have to pick the best of the best. But the problem is, as I say, well, to put everything in a nutshell, we need concepts, we need a procedure, we need a working agenda. But as a Muslim, know that you were not here. Allah is the creator. He created everything for you on this earth. And Allah just created every beautiful thing in the sky. And Allah, created Adam. He taught Adam. And the angels were very much suspicious, thinking that he would corrupt everything. And that corruption would automatically lead to bloodshed. But Allah taught Adam, giving him the power to distinguish between wrong and right, and giving him knowledge and everything to be subservient to him. But how, for human beings to be only subservient to Allah. And Adam was asked to stay and settle temporarily in a garden. He was commanded to do everything and not to do one thing. But before that, he was recognized, given that power, that belt, that he is superior. The angels prostrated themselves before him. And the angel the devil intervened and tempted him. So all these are views, all these are world views. But what is important here, at the end of the day, when Adam and everybody else were demoted, not because vicariously he committed a sin, I'm going to take the responsibility. That has nothing to do in Islam. In Islam, there's nothing that there is a personal responsibility. But look what happened. This earth is your abode, and all the utilities you need is here. So as a candidate, as somebody elected, or to be aspiring to be elected, know that whatever you are giving, you are pushing, whatever people are pushing you to take, know that, ask yourself in solitude, in complete seclusion, with yourself, your conscience, and Allah. Tell him, can I do this? Am I entitled or qualified to do it? If you cannot do it, knowing fully well, you are going to betray the trust, you're going to violate the principles, just move out. Otherwise, you are going to meet a very, very, very stern punishment tomorrow, either in this world or in the next world. But the most important thing is, subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ihbitu, kunna ihbitu. We say, all of you descend. What is important? فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. You know, I will just release and send my guardians to you people. He who follows my guardians will never be afraid and will never be
sudden,
be regrettable anyway. So here is the point, not to be afraid and not to regret, in order to for you to escape these two extremes and problems, these handicaps, this predicament. The only thing is, you follow the right course. And that right course, fear of Allah, taqwa, al-birri, to do righteousness. And you know that, okay, this is a trust and it's very heavy. The mountain refused to take it, the sky refused to take it, and the earth refused to take it with all their size and largeness. But you, the human being, with a tiny head, a tiny body, you are able to take it. So make sure that you're going to be responsible before man, before history, and before Allah.
Why is the earth and the skies refuse to take the
earth? Because it is the responsibility, what incurs, what it entails. It entails doing something according to how Allah tells you to do. That's why Allah says, "Inna al-insana kana jahulan zaluma." When he was asked, zaluman jahulan, sorry, when he was asked to deliver the trust, he refused. Then he misplaced the trust. That's why Allah defined him as zaluman. He wronged himself. Wa jahulan, when he was asked to do accordingly, he didn't do it, then he wronged himself, and he was an ignorant being. Despite all the intellectual power potential that Allah has put in him innately, naturally, but he forgets. That's why man is imperfect, because man forgets sometimes because of situations, because of causes, either psychologically, spiritually, physically, or even the environment socially. But here, the Quran is telling you, "Inna insana kana zaluman jahula," because he didn't do the trust, he didn't deliver as he was asked to do.
This jahulan, this ignorance, what was he being ignorant about? Is it the weight of what he did not do?
No, no, he was given, he was capacitated, he was empowered to know the consequences of this responsibility. Mm-hmm. But what happened is because of his voluntary, freedom, relative freedom, mm-hmm. he chose not to do it. That's why Elsie Zaluman, he wronged himself. Because he was completely conscious that what I'm doing is wrong. Fatalaqa Adam knew that he committed an error. Mm-hmm. He had to go back to Allah begging for forgiveness.
For the basic.
So here, this is why Allah defined him as Zaluman. He wronged himself.
Mm-hmm.
He should have placed the trust somewhere, but he misplaced the trust somewhere else in time and space and against his own humanity.
Mm-hmm.
From there, he says Jahul in the emphatic. In fact, this is called the exaggerative form of the noun.
Mm-hmm.
The exaggerated form of the noun or the verb or the definition.
Mm-hmm.
That is Zaluman Jahulan.
Mm-hmm.
He is completely an in-depth ignorant. Because he should have known that, okay, if I do not do this,
mm-hmm.
an example is if a camel or a donkey or a horse belonging to man is not running fast as man desires, what does he do? I think he beats the camel.
He takes a sticker.
He knows that it is not in his advantage for the camel to slow the speed.
Mm.
So he knows that if I just go against the principles of Allah and the commandments, this is going to be the consequences. So Allah actually has given him everything to know that this is going to be the reward. But against that, he committed it voluntarily. He committed the wrong willingly, knowing fully well what it entails whenever he goes against the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Sheikh Hamid, it seems to me, I do not know the people who are aspiring for public offices. They are in depth knowledge of the questions, not in this life.
I will give them a very good,
sincere advice,
and a guideline, and a way of how to go about the business, whether they are successful to be elected or not.
Mm-hmm.
And once a politician, always a parasite.
When you say parasite, what?
Once a politician, always a parasite. This is a real axiomatic fact. Because if politics is taken as a profession, subhanallah, politics is taken as a profession, not a conviction of changing the lot of the people.
I'm getting you now.
You understand? Then it becomes a parasitic life. You live on the ignorance and promises of people. You build castles for people in the air. What you cannot do, that's why I say what you don't have, you can give it. So when a professional politician calls himself a politician, be very careful. He is, what I call it, a pathological parasite. A parasite that will never change its form of parasitic living. So for that matter, I would like to give my sincere advice to people aspiring for any office, whether it is public or private. In Surah Al-Sa'd, verse number 26, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling the attention of a very, very, a very powerful king, God-fearing king, a king whose whole life was dedicated in establishing the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala among his people, is called Dawood. Allah says, Ya Dawood, inna ja'alnaka, we've made you. We've transformed you from nothing to a king. Inna ja'alnaka khalifa, as he said to Adam, to the angels. Here he's talking directly to Dawood. But in the case of Adam, he was talking to the angels. He says, Inna ja'alnaka khalifa. Khalifa means somebody who is there to execute something. That execution and the impact of those laws and commandments are to be impacted first and foremost upon himself. It has to be manifested upon himself before it is manifested
to
any other person. Inna ja'alnaka khalifa, khalf, because I'm not there, you are there. You're going to do as I command you to do, because we entrusted our mandate to them. So we are not in the office, they are there. The budget, the money that flows in and out, we don't see them, they see them. So this is the influence, the power. So that's why khalifa is very interesting, contextually is coordinative, and it is very much apt in this verse. Inna ja'alnaka khalifa fil ard, fahkum bayna nas. It's not only arbitration in the court of law or in the law courts. It is a matter of fahkum. Hukmu means judgment. Hukmu means to give your opinion. Hukmu means to be wise. Hukmu means knowledge. Hukmu means to teach. Hukmu means to manifest. Hukmu means to demonstrate practically what is true and what is a fact.
In body,
in everything. Fahkum bayna nas, between people, bil haq, in something that is well established. No, bil adil. Because no, he didn't say bil adil, because prophets are I'm a righteous people, but bilhaq, something that is stable, something that is well established, something that is the truth, something that gives the truth, something that gives to each according to his right, something that gives to each according to his responsibility, something that tells somebody who is wrong you are culpable, somebody that tells you that you are on the right course, somebody who changes your view, somebody who changes people, somebody who reconciles, something that makes people brothers and sisters, somebody who makes society cohesive, something who bring a concept that brings people together for them to worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and execute whatever to their ability, to their level, that to their understanding what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked them to do.
See, come, I wish the right people are listening to this.
We hope, but we expect the worst at the same time, because when they are listening sometimes they will say, let the Amos say more at level. We are going to say what Allah asked us to say.
To relieve yourself from
the responsibility. Yeah, because the responsibility tomorrow, I will not be able to stand before Allah to ask me, why didn't you say it? I will say it. Without looking into any eye, listening to anybody. But we will say it, and we believe when we say it, Allah will know definitely that we've said it.
Sheikh Hamme, I know our local listeners have been missing us for a little while. We have almost about 4 minutes. In summary, because the people who are watching us around the world, they are not going to vote here. They are watching us, hurting us. But local dialects are the one the politicians are really knocking their doors for the council election.
It's very relevant for them to hear the language we're using. So what we do is...
So in summary, Sheikh Hamme, Islamo, I am unefu tumbondiroto nyatonko miyalonko iba tumbonna.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sekho elanyi ninkaro tuanyalom. Katunia jube. Sati banko kono ya minikal na mujamamu mwaleti minye kamo kamin susu. Dwe kamo min susu ni kumufala akabwe jusole kono. Bari ye kamo min karani iba fala akabwe hakidu wale kono. Temanke kukili wati.
Indeed.
So miyumbata jusole wale kafura. Mbata haki wata kata haki wetu. Mbaya sabu Qur'an wakata niye lekan. Niye diya mubo ndi niyo kona kata niye lekan.
Allahu Akbar.
Walati namba fulamu wale kwa ni mwona ata kwe kwa nila ta yimpa kwe puna na fulani mpala soso. Polo folo akorosi bamfuming akabe minke ya babuluba sembo bala fero bala bang. Fulanya wa ajure bamfuo mari jiko abeta bang halina atra ita mandine jiko njube. Bari ila ada kende jiko mari jube bamfa ala jiko ni wabente bang. Sabanja wa mari korosi ba animu kunda abe nyadile janin abe nimpala so njinila.
Animu kunda abe nyadile.
Animu kata nyadile. Katu mwami ya fangwara mwoti, mwami mbuka mwoli korosi, mwami ya marati lomu mwoti, mwoli manke mwoti. Ni wana kapasi njini wala. Albe minke la doro, alba kuwata aliyabunga kumwaka ita. Katu omari mafu mwaya kele ndire kumansali olom. Olom iteka kemine ndi kenya bondala koto. Wati na mumu inyente mulu londa janibe plasu njinin. Nye mulu londa niya soto watu mwina mulu kafu kare ye londa. Tumbaru na kene mpala.
Ata mulu nyadila.
Mwa nibaru neka kukendo le dila, we kukendo tandila, we kukendo foye. He kukenya kendo foye. He kakala mulu susu. Asuso mwome nate kakala so mwola tine iteka domo, mwola kakala itikino tine domo. Nino mo problem wote mbe sa te kono sanja mo menti wala na nja mo wala akosi banimmo ala hadamadi ya to laado kono mo nyadi lati ala dino mo menti kado dino fese sila ala la nyin kamala ite mo bosle te ofito kono e fara wa kono e kara fa ku jamal fodon nin moluti de meje ba account general man na fe bakala nyamale bank fe kado fa sale bank kato ina de la wala na bata pati de wala mo baden clienti bank hari sabanya mo menti ni mol na tete ya pri ya hajo jara e to le kete jo kati la limpoe kawo joso to waleto ibe la pajero kono eni la palantere fumo kawo palantere o finde jumalla kato ka fini mina wala kete jo so famo mo nyama to ya tene ya tafele ko kill the system and create a new mindset nim palantere finde e kadu mar finde kenu jumalla ko ayu ndele ki de kenu ndala wala mo ta pale folot ande la werol betey ne bondije ni wari fuma ya bonije ni la mala fina je sira bugol ko so ya jele man fa falin inna allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim to la man wa kata falin wala tinna problem wala be kan dron hani bi colonial mind is there ko fa wa fa wala le because ni te ko wari fuma ko you still put fear in the minds of the people retrospectively kat wala be kirin so farat mata alwal bondi motot bala amarika wari fuma la motot bala akaban tambiro ke na tima
allahu akbar
nimba sorona dan woro munti omo kilemo ajube ban politician ol kamin for seasonal politicians sanga ne politician ni carte vote sita ne ni carte vote tambe ni aje ya samole keta aina kuran karan wala wala aina kulliyo. We don't need that politician we na ayela moy molula molle mala karambot molle ba fura ya abita nyami car politician manke kambunti afon political science la karawo manke kuti ni mutu wanyati e wandi political science la kante gamano American political science na diata yakel universal ateta malano na jang
mukamira
kibo kam mamira kene dem gambino wati nde la political science karamba ita karnano car yete mo fandi le tap double bi ko ne ngayale
subhanallah te kambe ngamira on that note inshallah allah will next week we are telling the brothers and sisters we will stop in here for now until the next week, by Allah willing, we will turn back to the studio and continue the dialogue on the talk on Islam or talk about Islam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuhu.